由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a delight for us to know that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很开心和你一起去分享这个天路导向的信息。
We have begun a series of messages from the Psalm.
我们这个系列的信息呢，就是来自诗篇的信息来的。
And in the last message, we began to talk about Psalm 19.
而在上次的节目开始呢，我们就开始了研读诗篇第十九篇。
It began by saying, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
这首诗篇一开头就讲到诸天要去述说上帝的荣耀。
Do you declare the glory of God?
不知道你自己有没有试过去述说上帝的荣耀呢？
Get out and make Jesus known to your friends.
你真系要今日就去试下，出去向我哋嘅朋友、我哋唔识嘅人都好，去分享我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
Get out and tell them about his miracle working power in your life.
去同佢哋讲下究竟耶稣喺你身上做咗啲乜嘢嘅神迹奇事。
Tell them how he saved you from hell and death.
话俾佢哋听耶稣点样将你从死亡同埋地狱当中救出嚟。
Because that's how you bring glory to the name of God.
这个就是你述说上帝的荣耀的方法。
I have been calling Psalm 19 the preaching stars.
我曾经讲过呢，诗篇第十九篇叫做讲道之星。
The book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 says,
在但以理书第十二章第三节里面讲过。
And they that be wise shall shine as bright as the brightness of the firmament.
智慧的人必定会发光，就好像天上的光一样。
And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever.
那些让很多人归向义的人，就必定会发光，好像星星一样，直到永永远远。
And according to Proverbs 11:30,
咁根据箴言第十一章第三十节里面呢，
He that wins souls is wise.
有智慧嘅必定会能够得着人嘅灵魂。
Your capacity to win souls for Jesus Christ,
你究竟领咗几多人归向耶稣基督呢？
Will determine your glow in the glory of heaven in eternity.
其实他们就是决定了你在天上面永恒的荣耀是有多少。
What are you doing with those who are unbelievers around you?
你究竟和你身边未信耶稣基督的人是怎样相处呢？
Are they being led to the Lord by your walk with him?
是不是会因为他们和你相处而他们亦都能够被带到去上主的面前呢？
Are they impacted by your love for him and commitment to him?
他们是不是被你的爱和忠诚所打动呢？
Or are they saying, I don't want this kind of Christianity?
定是会说，唉，我不要这样的基督教信仰啊。
In verse 2 of Psalm 19,
我们现在去看一下诗篇第十九篇第二节了。
What is it saying?
他究竟讲着什么呢？
That the 24-hour cycle of time declares the glory of God.
原来那个日头升起、日头落下都在述说着上帝的荣耀。
When the sun comes up in the morning,
早晨当太阳升起的时候，
the sun is saying that the moon is coming.
原来太阳是讲着月亮就要来了。
And when the moon comes up at night,
而当月亮在夜晚升起的时候，
it is saying that the sun is coming.
他就在说，太阳要来了。
One declares the coming of the other.
原来他们每一个都在宣告另一个的来临。
And they work in absolute harmony.
他们和谐地去运作。
Declaring the glory of God.
共同去宣扬上帝嘅荣耀。
Another message of the stars is this.
咁其他嘅星星传扬紧另一个信息系乜嘢呢
？That our time is limited.
我哋人嘅时间原来系有限嘅。
The sun shines in the blazing glory like a man in his prime.
太阳嘅灿烂嘅光辉就好似一个男人正处喺盛年当中。
Like a young man in his prime, at the end of the day, it fades away.
就好似一个青年人充满活力，但系去到日落嘅时候，所有嘅活力就消失殆尽啦。
Days, weeks, months, years, decades all end.
日子、星期、月、年份，世世代代都喺度描述紧一段时间嘅结束。
And life itself ends.
就好似我哋嘅生命同样有终结一样。
And that's what the stars are telling us.
呢一个就系星星要同我哋讲紧嘅说话。
That is why the Apostle Paul says that we must redeem the time.
呢个亦都系点解保罗要同我哋讲我哋要爱惜光阴。
We must use the time that God has given us as a precious gift.
时间就是上帝赐给我们珍贵的礼物。
And we must use it wisely.
我们一定要很有智慧地去使用上帝赐给我们的时间。
Let me ask you a question, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你一条的问题。
How wisely are you using your time?
你是不是很有智慧地去使用你的时间呢？
Psalm 30 verse 5 says,
诗篇第30篇第五节这样跟我们说，
Weeping may endure for the night.
在一晚当中虽然你会喊，
But joy comes in the morning.
但是去到朝早你就会欢呼。
Are you going through a great trial right now?
你今日是不是面对一些很大的试炼呢？
Joy comes in the morning.
去到朝早你必定会欢呼。
Are your pillows stained with tears?
可能你现在只是默然这样去站立，两眼都是充满了泪水。
Joy comes in the morning.
朝早必会欢呼。
Are you going through your private Gethsemane?
你是不是面对着你的自己的客西马尼园呢？
Joy comes in the morning.
朝早必会欢呼。
That too shall pass.
一切的事情都将会过去。
The darkest hour is just before dawn.
去到黑夜之后就是黎明了。
I am telling you right now that you will smile again.
我今日就要话俾你听，你必然会欢呼。
The sun will shine again.
太阳会重新升起。
You will experience joy unspeakable again.
你会再次享受嗰种难以言喻嘅喜乐。
Look up.
抬起你嘅头，仰望上帝。
In verse 3, David said,
在第三节当中，大卫这样讲到，
There is no language in which the voice of the stars can be heard.
无言、无语、无声、无响。
We cannot hear them with our ears.
我们而不可以用我们的耳朵去听到星神的声音。
Verse 3 means their speech does not make sound.
第三节话到佢哋啊讲嘅嘢系根本冇声噶
，but it communicates a thought。
但系佢却能传出一啲嘅信息。
It is like sign language。
诶，就好似我哋今日咧一啲聋哑人士用嘅手语一样。
When somebody is moving their hands，
当佢哋喺度做紧手势嘅时候
，you cannot hear anything coming out of their mouth。
你听唔到佢发出任何嘅声音。
The psalmist is saying that when you look up in the sky,
诗篇的作者说到，当你仰望天空的时候，
you will see the hands of God moving behind the scene.
你就会见到上帝的手好像在天上面写紧字。
And the Lord's message is this.
而上帝要话俾我哋听嘅信息系乜嘢呢？
Honor me, glorify me.
就话你哋要赞美我，你哋要荣耀我嘅名。
I am the God who put it there.
我就系将宇宙穹苍陈列喺呢度嘅上帝。
Then in verses 4, 5, and 6 of Psalm 19.
好，去到诗篇第十九篇第四、五、六节嗰度讲到。
We read that throughout the earth, their influence has gone forth.
上帝嘅言语系远达到去人间。
Their words have gone to the ends of the earth.
佢嘅言语系传到去天涯。
Every time you look up into the heavens,
每次当你仰望天空嘅时候，
you will hear those evangelists in the sky saying, God is there.
你就会听到天上面嗰啲福音使者喺度讲话，上帝喺呢一度。
And that is why the Apostle Paul said,
难怪保罗会咁样讲啊。
No man anywhere has an excuse.
佢话上帝系会叫人无可推诿。
Nobody can make up an excuse.
冇人系可以用任何嘅借口去拒绝上帝嘅话语。
Because God has already spoken through His creation.
因为上帝一直透过佢嘅创造嚟对我哋讲说话。
And then the last part of this psalm, he talks about the scripture.
呢首诗嘅最后一部分就讲到圣经啦。
In verses 7 to 13, he speaks of the word of God.
在第七节到第十三节，诗人都在讲述上帝的话语。
First, he said that the heavens declare the glory of God.
在诗的开头地讲到呢，诸天是述说上帝的荣耀。
But then he said the word of God has to come into a person's life.
然后他就告诉我们听，上帝的话语必须是进入到我们每一个人的生命当中。
In order to change it.
然后上帝的话语就会去亲自改变我们每一个人了。
Listen to the six things in those verses.
咁喺度，让我哋睇下第七节到第十三节当中要讲紧六方面嘅嘢噶。
First of all,
第一样佢讲紧嘅嘢系乜嘢呢？
The psalmist tells us that the word of God challenges us.
原来嗰个诗人咧话俾我哋听啊，上帝嘅话语系警戒人心。
He tells us that the word of God cheers us.
上帝的话语是会让我们的心兴奋快活。
He tells us that the word of God changes us.
他告诉我们上帝的话语是要改变我们。
He tells us that the word of God convicts us, cleanses us, and corrects us.
上帝的话语是要让我们知罪，让我们圣洁，让我们去改正。
In verse 7, God's word challenges us.
去到第七节嗰度讲到上帝嘅话语要让我哋警醒。
Listen to what he said.
好，咁喺度不如我哋听下诗人系点样讲啊。
The law of the Lord is perfect.
耶和华嘅律法系完备噶。
Converting, challenging the soul.
能够去苏醒人心，让人生命更新。
Now I want to shock you today.
咁喺今日，我想喺度俾你一啲震撼。
Are you ready?
唔知你准备好未呢？
There are two ways by which you can be saved.
得救嘅方法咧，其实 不是好像我们平时讲的只有一种的，其实有两种。
What?
诶，是不是真的？是不是真的有两种？
Yes, there are two ways by which you can be saved.
是的，得救的方法的确是有两种的。
One way you can be saved is by keeping every aspect of the law all the time.
第一种就是你每时每刻都是遵行律法当中的每一条律例。
Every day of your life without breaking one single command.
从来都不违背任何一条的诫命。
If you do that, you'll be saved.
如果你能够做到的话，你肯定能够得救。
But you know what the problem is?
不过你记住吧，只有一个问题要告诉你听啫。
Nobody has ever done this except the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是从来啊，除了主耶稣之外，根本没人能够成功过。
That is what verse 7 is saying in this psalm.
这个就是诗篇19篇第七节要告诉我们听的说话。
And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying in the New Testament.
也都是保罗在新约圣经里面一直强调的东
西。I have a more excellent way.
但是呢，在这里我想告诉你听一个更加完美的方法。
Do you know what it is?
这个方法是什么呢？
It is the cross of Jesus Christ.
这个第二个方法就是耶稣基督的十字架。
What you and I have to do is go to the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们要做的事只是要去到耶稣基督的十字架面前。
And put our sin under the blood.
让他的宝血去遮盖我们。
And the blood of Jesus Christ washes away our sins.
耶稣基督的宝血就会洗净我们一切的罪。
We will be made clean and new.
我们就会成为清洁和新造的人。
And we'll be able to communicate with God the Father.
我们并且能够和我们的天父去沟通。
The word converts the soul.
我们讲过上帝的话语是要改变心灵。
Convert literally means turn back.
其实改变这个字面的意义就是翻转头。
The word of God is like fishing.
上帝的话语就好像你钓鱼那样。
It pulls you back to God when you faithfully open the word of God and genuinely want to learn from it.
你只要打开上帝的话语，让它进入你的心里面，好像个鱼钩入了个鱼的口里面，跟着它就会拉你回去归向上帝。
It will change your life.
他就会改变你的生命。
If you are wandering away from the Lord,
如果你现在是远离上帝的话，
or if you are living a carnal life,
如果你是过俗世的生活的话，
the word of God is going to pull you back.
上帝的话语就是要现在将你拉回转头，
converting the soul,
去转变你的心灵，
bringing you back to the Lord.
将你重新带回去上帝的面前。
In verse 8 of Psalm 19,
在这个的诗篇第19篇第八节那里讲到，
It says that God's word cheers us.
上帝的话语要让我们快乐。
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
耶和华的训词是正直的，是要让我们的人心是变得更加快活。
You know that the first evidence when a person is born again and commit the life to Jesus Christ?
你知不知道一个人重生并且跟随主耶稣基督最明显的证据是什么呢？
Is that they have joy.
就是他有喜乐。
Joy in the midst of trouble.
即使在患难之中亦都有喜乐。
And that is why Nehemiah could say in Nehemiah 8:10,
这个就是为什么尼希米可以在尼希米记第八章十节那里讲过。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为靠耶和华而得的喜乐就是你们的力量。
And that is why the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:4 said,
这个也是保罗在腓立比书四章四节所讲的。
Rejoice in the Lord always and again, I say rejoice.
你们要靠主时常喜乐。我再讲多次，你们要时常喜乐。
Don't let joy get out of your life.
你不要让这个喜乐要离开你们。
I am convinced with all my heart.
我心里面其实是知道的。
that the world is tired of grim-faced Christianity.
这个世界上面有好多满面忧愁的基督徒。
Because God's word cheers us.
但是你要知道上帝的话语其实是要让我们变得喜乐的。
So why are so many Christians walking around looking gloomy and depressed?
但是为什么有很多的基督徒看上来仍然是这么忧郁、这么阴沉呢？
Because they do not spend enough time letting the word of God pour into them.
啊，因为他们没有用足够的时间来阅读上帝的话语，并且让上帝的话语进入他们的心中。
Because the word of God gives us joy.
不单止是这样，更加是上帝的话语是会为我们带来喜乐。
But that's not all it does.
不单止是这样添啊。
I'm going to tell you about more things that the Word of God does for us in the next broadcast.
在下次的节目当中，我要告诉你听，上帝的话语除了这些喜乐之外，还能够为我们带来什么？
So please tune in next time.
所以在下次节目开始的时候，请你记得准时收听我们的天路导向。
But before I leave you today,
但是在今天节目结束之前呢,
I want to lead you in a special prayer.
我在这里想和你作一个特别的祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
We thank you from the depths of our heart.
我们从心底里面去感谢你。
For your word.
我们感谢你赐下你的圣言。
For protecting it for thousands of years.
你更加保护你的话语，存留你的话语千年咁耐。
So that we can have it today.
让我们今日过了几千年，仍然能够很纯正咁样听到你的话语。
So we can learn from it today.
我们更加可以从你的话语当中学习你的真理。
That power of that word that encourages us.
主啊，你的话语的大能今日是激励着我们啊。
The power of this word cheers us.
你的话语是让我们的心非常之振奋和快乐。
And Lord, I pray for all my listening friends out there.
主啊，在这里我们要为到所有的听着收音机、听着我们的广播的弟兄姊妹、听众朋友向你祷告。
Especially those who are sad and sorrowful.
特别是那些忧郁、悲伤的心灵。
That you give them joy in their hearts.
求你将你的喜乐带到去他们的心中。
That they will know what it is to have joy in the midst of difficulty.
让他们知道怎样是面对患难仍然是充满喜乐。
Above all, that they may know the Lord Jesus Christ and His presence with them.
更加是知道主你一直与他们同在。
So that they may know His joy.
让到他们真的能够认识你 在你里面得着喜乐。
For I pray all of this in His name.
在这里我所有的祷告都是奉赖救主耶稣基督的圣名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen. 各位弟兄姊妹在这里，我们做了这样的祈祷，求主让我们的祷告都是得蒙垂听。在这里想送上一首歌给你，是由海顿著名的作曲家海顿作曲的一首歌曲，是叫做《创造奇功歌》。这首歌我们看到天上面的星星，海里面的沙，所有的运行，星际的运行，我们其实都是在看上帝的创造，上帝的恩典。其实上帝的创造就是要让我们见到祂的作为，并且从祂的作为当中喜乐。送上给你《创造奇功歌》。
仰看天空，浩大无穷，万千天地错杂纵横，何成整个光明系统，贡献上主创造奇功，一轮红日西落东升，掌主太初创造大能，普照万类正知之功，现世掌主能力无穷，温柔明月清辉时宜，面向大地轻轻舒沉，重新之书又来说美上主超凡全能，在他周围无数星辰，好事万盏光耀明灯，一面有星一面送神，虽然他们全系恭敬，长期经过来不走行，虽然他们不发声音，经意归集发出光明，人间反败有见他们歌声，光明之中赞美颂称，造化之主上升全能，
让我们在天路导向当中一起赞美我们的上主圣善全能。这个就是海顿作曲的《创造奇功歌》，是诗集当中唯一一首讲到有关星球的歌曲。希望你喜欢这一首的很传统的圣诗。在这里跟你讲声再会，下次天路导向时间再见。